We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
What's the status quo of your favorite quote? Professor Buzzkill explains all on Quote or No Quote.
You know, Buzzkillers, there are a few things I like better than when one of these Quote or No Quote episodes not only explains the background behind a famous quote, but does so in a way that highlights poets and writers and singers and lyricists that really should get more attention. And that's the case with the famous Maya Angelou quote. And again, I'm putting quote in quotation marks. I keep doing that. A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. You know it. It's one of the best known expressions of the intrinsic nature of art and beauty. It's been quoted by presidents, by school teachers, and practically everyone in between. And we all know, again, putting no in quotation marks, that the quote comes from Maya Angelou. The U.S. government even said so. In 2015, the United States Postal Service issued a stamp honoring Maya Angelou as one of the most important American poets of modern times. It put, "A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song." Put that quote next to her portrait on the stamp. The problem, Buzzkillers, is the same as it always is when it comes to quoting famous people. Maya Angelou never said this, and she never claimed the quote as one of her own. The quote actually comes from Joan Walsh Anglin, a children's book author, who wrote it in a poetry collection entitled A Cup of Sun in 1967, and we put A Cup of Sun up on the Buzzkill bookshelf for you to buy. When the post office unveiled the Maya Angelou stamp in 2015, Anglin and others noted the misattribution publicly and immediately. And the post office responded in a very un-buzz-killing way. Here's a quote from them. "Had we known about this issue beforehand, we would have used one of Maya Angelou's many other works. The sentence held great meaning for her, and she's publicly identified with its popularity," end quote. And they kept the stamp in circulation. Because she's been publicly identified with its popularity, that sort of, for the post office anyway, made it acceptable for them to misattribute it to her. Now, be that as it may, Buzzkillers, one of the reasons that a bird doesn't sing because it has an answer, it sings because it has a song, is usually attributed to Maya Angelou, is that the title of her famous 1969 autobiography is I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Now, when searching for a title that encapsulated the nature of her story, especially as a young girl, Maya Angelou turned to the poem entitled Sympathy, published in 1899 by Paul Laurence Dunbar, an important 19th century American poet and a child of slaves. Dunbar died in 1906, and there are no recordings of him reciting his work. This is especially unfortunate because Dunbar was praised at the time and ever since for his wonderful use of African-American dialect of his age, that is, the late 19th century. So we don't have a recording of him reciting Sympathy, but I'm going to do it. Okay, now, I don't claim at all to be a great voice actor or certainly someone who can convey the meaning of Dunbar's poetry, but I'm going to read to you the stanza that where Maya Angelou got that phrase for her title. "I know why the caged bird sings, ah me, when his wing is bruised and his bosom sore, when he beats his bars and he would be free. It's not a carol of joy or glee, but a prayer that he sends from his heart's deep core, but a plea that upward to heaven he flings. I know why the caged bird sings." At the very least, Buzzkillers, Dunbar's ideas lived on through the works of Maya Angelou and James Baldwin and many others, but we encourage you all to read as much of his poetry as you can. But also, you should read Joan Walsh Anglin's poems In a Cup of Sun, the ones from 1967 that talk about a bird doesn't sing because it has an answer, it sings because it has a song, and read them to your young buzzlings at night before they go to sleep. It's one of the ways to carry on the tradition of going back to the original source. Talk to you next week. Epicast.